This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Interesting item in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. Last year, for the first time since 2009, which was, as you remember, the deepest depths of the recession, sales of personal luxury goods, clothing mostly and accessories, went down. Maureen Chiquet has had a front row seat to the changes at the very top end of the retail food chain. After working for iconic brands like L'Oreal and Gap, she spent 9 years running the French luxury retailer Chanel. And her memoir about her career is called Beyond the Label. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Kai.
You start this book with a shopping spree because basically you left Chanel and you chucked your whole wardrobe, or you put it in storage or something, right?
I definitely put it in storage.
Yeah. Quite symbolic. I mean, there was clearly a lot going on in your mind.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I had worn a uniform for, 13 years since I'd been at Chanel, and it was composed of things from my wardrobe before, but almost every outfit literally had a Chanel jacket. And so in a way, it started to identify me. So the symbolism of actually going through and purging and cleaning my closet was really about reclaiming who I was originally and reclaiming myself in so many ways.
Well, it's interesting because you say in this book that you are not frilly and you are not fussy, and yet you have a very finely tuned sense of style, clearly working for Chanel. The question has to be asked is, how does a woman from St. Louis wind up running the world's most recognized luxury brands?
I think taking a very unorthodox route. You know, for me, it all started with goat cheese. I know that sounds really strange.
I enjoyed that passion. No, go ahead.
But it's true. I mean, my senses got blown wide open by being in France the first time and really soaking up all the beauty and loving the way that the French could take in beauty and appreciate it. So it started there. And of course, from there, I ended up going back several times through college. After college, I had no sense of or any idea of what I could do and wanting desperately to go to France. And that was my first job at L'Oreal. So anyway, long story short, from the Gap, back to the Gap and into Chanel later on.
Talk to me about the consumer in retail today, because American consumers, globally really probably, consumers are notoriously fickle. The stakes that you all on the retail end play on are extremely high. How do you use gut and data?
Yeah, first of all, I think the consumer has changed, and there have been major, massive disruptions in the business. Obviously, the internet and what that's done to the way that we shop and what we expect from brands. And then, of course, these millennials or Generation Y and Z, however you want to call them, who have so many different values and are making decisions with a different frame. So I think that does require us to look different, look at data, but also to tap into what this generation cares about and what's going on in the world and how they're shopping.
Once you finish the book tour and all of that and whatever, I guess, side consulting gigs you've got going, any desire to get back into retail at whatever level?
You know, it's so funny. I have every job I've had has come from some kind of inspiration. You know, I left for France to work at L'Oreal mostly because I loved Paris. I loved France. I fell into the Gap, quote unquote, because I saw that poster of Miles Davis and he was wearing a Gap t-shirt. And I ended up going to Chanel because I read about her and her story, and I led there. So my answer to you is, if the inspiration is there, yes, but who knows?
Maureen Chiquet used to be the global CEO at Chanel. Her new book is called Beyond the Label. Maureen, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Kai. Nice talking to you.